Hi, good evening. My name is Tony Cullen from Opinion Research, and I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. Okay, are you registered to vote?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so then just for qualification purpose for this survey, in which of the following states are you registered to vote? Would that be Arizona, California, Georgia, Illinois, Maryland, Michigan, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, or Wisconsin?
Just Michigan.
Okay. All right, so then just for qualification purpose for this survey, what year were you born?
2001.
Okay. Okay, so I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you don't think you will vote?
I will vote for the November elections.
Okay, would that be almost certain or just probably?
Certain.
Okay. All right, sir, and if you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now?
Palestine, the crimes that have been going on with Palestine and Israel.
Okay, okay. War crimes, right?
Yes, war crimes.
Okay. And... any issue. Okay. This time. All right, sir, and now thinking back in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump, the Democrat Joe Biden, or like many people, did you skip that one?
I voted for Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, okay. All right, so I'm thinking again about this November's election. If the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Okay. All right, sir, and some people, you know, feel more certain about, you know, who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote, please tell me, you know, how likely are you to vote for the following candidate? Use a scale from 0 to 100, where, you know, 0 means that there's no chance that you will vote for them, and 100 means that you will definitely vote for them. The first one would be Donald Trump, from 0 to 100.
I'd give him, like a 40.
Okay, 40. What about Joe Biden?
I don't like what he's been doing lately. I'd probably say like around a 30% chance.
30, okay. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir, and thinking about the elections this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate in your district?
A Democrat.
Democrat, okay. Okay, and who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration? Would that be Joe Biden and the Democratic Party or Donald Trump and the Republican Party?
I'd probably trust... Joe Biden.
Okay, would that be much more or just somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
Okay, Joe Biden's on one more. All right. All right, sir, please indicate whether you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with each of the following statements. Okay, President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids. Would you strongly agree with that, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I strongly agree with that.
Okay, President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens.
I strongly agree.
Okay, President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants who they, you know, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy.
I strongly agree.
Okay, and President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrival of vulnerable migrants. Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, sir, and I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants for each one. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree that President Biden should take action to protect them, okay? The first one says, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years. I strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Okay, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most who have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions.
Strongly agree with that.
Okay, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most who have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens.
Strongly agree.
Okay, and the last one says, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most who have been, you know, living in the United States for more than over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers.
Strongly agree.
Okay, thank you. All right, sir, now please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform will make you more or less likely to vote for him in the 2024 election. Okay, the first one says a program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of who have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely, or makes no difference one way or the other to vote for him.
I'm much more likely.
Much more likely. Okay, I want to say a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of who have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Much more likely.
Much more likely. Okay, a program that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home country due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. Much more likely, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less, or makes no difference.
Much more likely.
Much more likely. Okay, a program that grants work permits and to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of who have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can, you know, work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Much more likely with that.
Okay, a program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most who have, you know, lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Much more likely.
Okay. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most who have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Much more likely.
Okay, and the last one says a program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most who have lived, you know, work in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Much more likely.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, sir, and we almost finished with this survey. Okay, I only have a couple minutes to go, and we should be done. I really appreciate you taking your time to help us with this survey, okay? Please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following. Okay, Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during, you know, the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won. Would you say that makes you very concerned, somewhat, a little, or not at all concerned?
Very concerned about that subject.
Okay, all right. Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the U.S. for over a decade. Would that make you very concerned, somewhat, a little, or not at all concerned?
Very concerned about that.
Okay, Donald Trump and Republicans believe, you know, chaos on the border benefits them politically. So they killed a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system. Very concerned, or somewhat, or a little, or not concerned at all?
A little concerned about that.
A little concerned. Okay, Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants. Very concerned, somewhat, a little, or not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
And the last one said Donald Trump and Republicans use, you know, racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities. Very concerned, somewhat, a little, or not at all concerned?
Somewhat concerned about that.
Somewhat concerned, all right? All right, so now, okay, and now I'm going to read you the different approaches President Biden and former President Trump have proposed when it comes to immigration. And I would like you to tell me which approach comes closer to your view, even if neither are exactly right, okay? The first one said Joe Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border. While Donald Trump says we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have, you know, been in this country. Which approach comes closer to your view, Biden's or Trump?
Neither's.
Okay, so neither. Okay. All right. Okay, sir, and after hearing some more information, let me ask you again, okay, about this November's election. If the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
I think with the information that you've provided with me, it's moved up my percentage for Joe Biden a little bit, but I still feel confidently that I'd be voting for Robert F. Kennedy.
Okay, no problem. So it'll be independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. All right, sir. And then as best as you can say, do you personally know anyone who's undocumented or, you know, in this country without papers? Yes, a family member, an acquaintance, a friend, or a coworker.
I'd say I don't.
No? No, I haven't.
I'm not too sure about it.
Okay, no problem, sir. All right, sir, and in a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information, okay, like Instagram?
I use TikTok.
Okay, so TikTok, and I have a Spanish language radio programs, Univision or Telemundo, Fox News channel or website, MSNBC or and CNN or other major news network, you know, channels or websites, YouTube, WhatsApp.
I'd say that I use CNN, Fox News, and sometimes Televisión.
Okay, Univision, right? Or Telemundo?
Yeah, but either one of those.
Okay, and what about YouTube?
YouTube? No. I do see ads on there, but it's just like I don't really want to see any ads. Like,
okay, so okay. What about WhatsApp?
Yeah. No, I don't have WhatsApp.
Okay, OAN or Newsmax?
No.
And Facebook?
No, I don't use Facebook.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. And finally, I would like to ask you just a few questions for a statistical purpose, okay? From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage?
From the United States.
Okay, you don't have any...
Born and raised here.
But, you know, your family... Trace, there any family member that, you know, is that traced any Hispanic heritage.
No, I feel more like Spaniards.
Okay, so that's why I have
Spain.
It right here. It's Spain.
Yeah,
right.
From Europe.
Okay. All right, sir, and were you born in the United States mainland or island of Puerto Rico or in another country?
I was born in the United States.
All right. And were either of your parents born in the island of Puerto Rico or another country?
No, they were born here also in the United States.
Okay, both parents were born in the United States. Okay, and what languages do you primarily speak in your home? Would that be always English, more English than Spanish, Spanish and English equally, more Spanish than English, or always Spanish or something else?
I say more English than Spanish just because my
more
grandparents are from Spain.
Okay. All right. And generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
I'd say more of a Democrat.
Okay. All right, sir. And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very, very strong Democrat?
Not a very strong Democrat.
Okay. And thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
I'd say liberal.
Liberal, okay. All right, so then, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Last year, graduated high school.
Okay, high school graduate. Okay. All right, so then, what is your religion, if any?
Catholic.
Catholic. All right, sir, and and finally, strictly for verification purpose about my supervisor, can I just have your first name?
Ricardo.
Okay, Ricardo. Let me...
Okay. You mean my last name?
No, just your first name.
Gotcha.
Okay, and, okay, sir, thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research study are compensated for the time and sharing their opinions in a more, you know, deep and open-ended way. We can know that you are interested in a follow-up research study and that we may, you know, contact you in the future. But that's a yes or no, okay?
No, I'm good with justice for this phone call.
All right. All right. Well, this concludes our service. So thank you very much for your time and participation. Okay, you have a great evening.
Yep, thank you for your time, too.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.